Now, there is a maisa with, apparently this, Rabbi Rapp was telling me yesterday, apparently he was there, Rabbi Sobolowski was also telling me, that many years ago, Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach was in Rabbi Willig's shul one Shabbos, like right before Pesach, and he said over a maisa, of the Mishkan es Yaakov. The Mishkan es Yaakov had, I don't know, you could find out the details of the maisa, I might be messing it up, but basically, Mishkan es Yaakov had the poor person in his community, and he collected money to try to get food for that person for Pesach. And the maisa, you know, after, you know, collecting all the funds and finally getting this person food, and he got him soup, and the poor man comes to Mishkan es Yaakov, Leil HaSeder, knocks on the door, and he says, you know, Rebbe, thank you so much, but I have to tell you something, one of my kids dropped some chametz inside the soup. So Mishkan es Yaakov said, what am I going to do? I just felt like I spent the last few weeks collecting, and it's not going to have food to eat. And he says, it's mutter, it's bottle. So he employed the din of the she'iltas. So apparently, Rav Kalbach said that the Mishkan es Yaakov said that the she'iltas came to him in a dream that night. And he said to him, he said to Mishkan es Yaakov, he said, that there is a psak that I have about chametz aser mashu that I was chayzer on in Shemayim. But this is what I heard. And I don't know, I didn't hear it firsthand. And Shilta said, but there was a reason why I came up with that chiddush, and it was for this reason, for this situation, so you could pass him like that. And so that's the maisa. Okay, so back to the story over here. So we had a machlekes, why is chametz aser b'mashu? Very, very, very big nafkamina. So we had two options. Either it's davish. We had three options. Either it's davish yishan matirim, or it's because of mimma mina lo batal. So we're gonna leave that mimma mina lo batal, because we don't paskin like Rashi, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we're gonna work just within the dinim that are halach lemaisa. This is halach lemaisa shir. So we have the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban. It's davish yishan matirim. And that would apply by Tarubus Mimimino. The Rambam says also Chametz is also mashu by Mimimino. You know, that's another Rambam Hilchos Chametz Masa. The Rambam tells us from the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes, he has a pasuk for Mimimino. So by Mimimino, the Rambam says it's because of Dovr Sheshon Latirim. Whereas the other Rishonim say no, Mimimino, Mimimino is no different. It's all because of Chumra de Pesach, and that just might be an afkamino whether or not it applies when the lav kicks in of Bal Yerov Bal Yematzei, or when the Karis kicks in. Potential nafkamina between those Rishonim is on Erev Pesach, depending on whether or not there would be an Isser Bal Yerov Bal Yematzei on Erev Pesach, depending on what you hold. However, in the Rambam, it's clear, right? The first nafkamina is that if you hold like the Rush, if we just take the two extreme shitas, the Rambam shita versus the Rush shita, the Rush shita clearly says Chametz Aser Mashu only kicks in when there's Karis, which means it only kicks in at Shilas at night. And according to the Rambam, that should not be true at all, because it has nothing to do with Karis. It has to do with whether or not, once the Isser, is this Isser a Davar Sheish Lamatir? And the answer is, it is a Davar Sheish Lamatir. And then another attack on the Rambam was the Mordechai. The Rambam quotes the Mordechai, is that this is not a good example of Davar Sheish Lamatirim, because it's a Davar Shechoyzer Li Yisuro. And therefore, it's not a Davar Sheish Lamatirim. So we wanted to know, how do we paskin la halacha? So if you look in Hilchos Pesach, it's clear that we paskin not like the Rambam. Why? The Bir Halacha points this out. Because the Mechaber says, if you have a Shaila on Erev Pesach, Chametz is not Aser. You can say Bittul B'Shishim even on Erev Pesach. So if someone has a Shaila, even after the Isser of Chametz kicked in, these things happen. So we can be Mekel up until Pesach that it Chametz Aser Mashu does not kick in. The Chumra of not going, what that means is they're both saying, all the Chumras that we usually apply and say, oh no, it's Bittul Barov, it's Bittul Barov, so that does not apply on Erev Pesach. Whereas according to the Rambam, it would apply on Erev Pesach. The Rambam, fine. So that's one thing. Nekuda number one, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tafnun Beis, Mechaber writes, the Shiloh that I told you, I got that phone call, right? My father-in-law forgot to kasher his sink. So now it's running into Pesach, but it's already past the Zman Isser. Can we kasher? Well, what do you need for kashering? In order for kashering, you need somehow to take care of that Bleya Asura when you're pilated out, when you spit it out. It has to be nisbatel somehow, or it has to be what's called no sintan levgam if it's after 24 hours. All of those klalim work based on, or we're choshesh that it works based on what? bittul. You have to have a concept of bittul in order for that, in order for kashering to work. Otherwise, you're back at square one because you're just boleya exactly what you were pulling. That's what Tosis, right? That's what we discussed. That any time by Parshas Matos, when you're being magil clay midyan, so it's very nice. You're being magil. You can bubble things from today until tomorrow. We're not playing with bubbles. We're actually trying to get rid of Yisurim over here. If we're not nullifying, if we're not eradicating that Isser in the Hagola process, either through it being past 24 hours, which is working, and I didn't explain this to you fully, which is working with some of the concepts of Bittul, or classically that the item that it's going into, the water that it's going into, is now going to be more than 60 times the amount of Isser, so then you need the concept of Bittul to work. Rabosai, if you hold chametz as aser b'mashu, does bittul apply? Can you do hagala? No, that's why if a person asks you, I trafed off my kli on Pesach, it's the third day of Pesach, it's chol moed, can I do hagala on Pesach? The answer is absolutely not. You cannot do hagala, it's too late, it expired. You don't have this man to do it. So now here's the question that comes up. Rabosai, I've got it a few times already, Erev Pesach. Can I do hagala Erev Pesach?
Two
pauses, yes. Allah, you're allowed to do hagala Erev Pesach. According to the Rambam, that's crazy. You're not allowed to. There's no option. That's another raya that we pass in Chametz Aser Mashu is based on, like the Rush, is not based on Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir. Okay? Now we took things a step further. Okay? What happens if a person has a suffix if it's Mashu? I didn't vaday put an Isser Mashu into this Taruvus. I'm not sure if there's an Isser Mashu in this Taruvus. So what does that come out to be, Rabbi Yisai? I have a suffix on a what? Either on, according to the Rush, a chumrah of Pesach, or I have a suffix on a what? On a davar sheyesh lo matir, right? So if I hold it's a davar sheyesh lo matir, I'm going to say, what do we say by sveikus by davar sheyesh lo matir? It's the second thing that the Gemara in Beitza says. You can't say suffix derabbanan lekula by davar sheyesh lo matir. So that's why I suggested that according to the Rambam, so you would have to be machmir by Sveikus. Okay, third case, fourth case. Yeah.
Can one do a gullet in the event they trafe up a kli?
What do you mean? Sure, that's what you do.
You can do it on Pesach.
Oh, if it's not chametz.
It's not chametz.
Sure, yeah. Huh. As long as you're not doing it with chametz, you can do it, but on chol moed, you're not allowed to, right. Yeah.
Can one do
assuming you're going to use the kli, I mean, you have mlechts chalamoy things. You're going to use the kli for yantif. Yeah.
Can one do hagolah on a mikro?
Sure. But we're not.
No, it's good.
In general. Okay, yeah. We have to learn how, but yeah. Maybe we should actually allot some time at the end of the year to just learn some dine hagolah and tefillas kelim. Once we're.
Tuesdays.
What? No, we have to know. It has to be Mamar Sigis.
All right,
you'll remind you guys. Fine. So, Sammy, thanks for that break. Rabosai, next question. Next question. No, I'm sorry. I'm joking. Rabosai, next question. What did I say? Oh, the story with the OU. Listen to the story, okay? There is a company that makes chocolate lollipops. Okay? These chocolate lollipops are sold on Pesach. They're kosher LePesach, right? But it's a Goyish company, okay? So the company, by the way, you should know that their kosher LePesach products are relevant for the whole year. Like my daughter is celiac, so she has to have gluten-free. So kosher LePesach is something that, you know, you want to have those ingredients, gluten-free ingredients, throughout the year. So what happens, this Goyish company, they don't stop their operations on Pesach. They don't take off Chol Hamoed, right? So what do? They use their trucks for other things also, but they have to kosher, right? So how do they kosher? Right? So how do they kosher? So they kosher the tank, the tanker that they hold all the chocolate in on Pesach. Problem is, does that work for us on Pesach? No, because Hagola doesn't work on Pesach, right? So now here's the question, Rabosai. What about for next year Pesach? So you had a Hagola on Pesach. Why doesn't the Hagola on Pesach work, Rabosai? Because we can't say Bittul applies. What happens the second Pesach's over? Could Bittul apply? Sure. So can that Hagola work? Sure. So if, as long as it's relevant after Pesach, Rabosai, even if you're going to eat it the next year Pesach, but before Pesach happened, what happened? There was a Chalois Bittul. So that could only work if what? If you're holding it's a Chumrah of Pesach. But if you're holding what? It's a davar sheish lamatir, and that's something that's relevant after Pesach as well. So that would still be a problem, and I would have to not be able to eat those items because the bittul is something that had it was yesh lamatir, and that doesn't lend itself to bittul. Well, let's say a more classic question. Rabosai, take a spoon. Again, you're not going to fully understand this because we have to wait till we get up to the sugya of Nos and Tam of Gam, which will be a lot of fun, which will be a lot of the dinim of Kalim after 24 hours. But let's assume for now, Nos and Tam of Gam, the fact that after 24 hours on Pesach, you have to be machmir for that. Okay? When a Kli is Eino Ben Yoma, which we've been talking about, that we could say that it doesn't trafe up your food, if you take a spoon and you stick it into your food, even if it's fleshik, but if it's post 24 hours, it doesn't trafe up your milchik dish, that's only relevant where bittul applies. But once Pesach comes, and there is no bittul, so then what? So then you don't have that kula. So if that's going to be the case, so what's going to happen if I take my spoon, right, that's chometz, on Pesach, right? So on Pesach, I can't use that, right? So I goofed, right? Right? And the food now has a problem, right? Because it just had a bliya from an Eino Ben Yomo, right? But does that spoon need to be kashered again? Not necessarily. For next year Pesach. Okay, that one's a little complicated, Rabosai. No. I don't think you're going to... What's the problem?
Saying you can use that spoon...
Spoon was an Eino Ben Yomo. That spoon.
Next year Pesach?
That spoon...
Still chametz.
No. Again, I used a chametz stick of spoon. It's Eino Ben Yomo. I was cooking up a dish for Pesach. So now I put it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now on Pesach I can't eat that, right? Good. I want to know about the pot.
Oh, I think it's a spoon.
No. Sorry. You know, chametz stick of spoon is chametz stick of spoon. It doesn't. The fact that it's Pesach doesn't help you. Does the bliya now travel to the kosher Pesach pot? No. That you can rely on Eino Ben Yomo, but that's all only assuming if what? If Eino Ben Yomo is a din miyuchad to Pesach. But if it's a din in klali of davar sheish lamatirim, that's going to be a problem even after Pesach. If you didn't understand that, Rabosai, it makes sense that you didn't understand it because it's all dependent on how you understand Eino Ben Yomo. The point that I'm trying to share with all of you guys, Rabosai, is that this sugya of why chametz doesn't lend itself to bittul, and if chametz is asur b'mashu, that we learned in our sugya, is going to affect so many shilas for post-Pesach and pre-Pesach issues. Namely, Erev Pesach and after Pesach, do these issues still remain? Is it a din klali of davar sheish lamatirim? And since in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that it's not because of davar sheish lamatirim, but rather it's because of a chumra de Pesach, so we have tremendous kulas la'alacha that we can rely on that on bittul before Pesach and on kulas for after Pesach that the Rambam would never have accepted. Okay? Those are just all a list of those things, but in the synopsis, that's what you see from our sugya, and it really affects in real time, it really affects it's a lot of lumdas going on in your kitchens right before Pesach and right after Pesach. And like I said yesterday, it even affects, the matzah factories, whether or not, depending on, oh, that was the other thing I discussed. Rabosai, what happens once Pesach gets in? So let's say you're making like the Rosh, right? So you say there is bittul erev Pesach. Or I made the dish last week, right? And there was some isser, there was some chametz that fell in, right? So at that time when the chametz fell in, what's the halacha, Rabosai? Balt v'shishim, no problem, right? So now the question is, what happens on Pesach?
That isser's not there anymore.
What happens on Pesach? So Moshe is saying the Yisr is not there. Is that so simple what Moshe is saying, Rabosai? No, there is a halacha called Chozer V'Neir. And what David's saying, it depends on the type of a taruvis. If it's a taruvis that's lach belach, it's two liquid items, or I said yesterday, flour, like grounded up, would also be lach belach, so that would be something that's batel, that stays batel. Even once Pesach hits, it's not, it doesn't awake, and it doesn't, we don't say Chozer V'Neir, and you're allowed to eat it. However, Abosai, If the taruvas that you had was yavish biyavish, it was solid items that got mixed together. So then the halacha would be that what? We would say, it's chozer v'neir, you're not allowed to eat that on Pesach. Even though the rest of the year, you have a taruvas of yavish biyavish, even though they're not mixed and immersed together, you're allowed to eat it. It's a taruvas of yavish biyavish. You would not be able to eat that on Pesach because we say it's chozer. We say it's chozer v'neir once the chametz iser b'mashu is aroused and now is awakened. Okay, that's very important for just what happens on Pesach after the concept of bittul applies. Rabbosai, that's just an interesting maramakom because you already see in our learning that there's a difference in quality between the bittul of lach b'lach and the bittul of yavish b'yavish. One would want to argue what's stronger, a bittul of liquid or a bittul of solid. I think from this case, the Rish Ramah, one could argue that the bittul of liquid is much stronger than the bittul of solid. The haraya on Pesach, one is chozer v'neir, one arouses itself, and one does not arouse itself. So that's another nekuda that we pointed out in terms of the halachos that we learned out of the Rush about chozer v'neir. Rabbi say, this just the 20 minutes that we just spent, Rabbi say, is half of the shilas that come up on Hilchos Pesach. Right there. Mamish, your sugya that you just did. Yeah.
Is the nafkamina between lach b'lach being a better, stronger bittul? What's the mechanism behind that? Meaning, is it a nicker thing? Meaning that
it's not its own entity. It's totally mixed and becomes combined with the original entity, and they absorb from one another that it becomes one and it's totally gone. But yavish b'yavish, yeah, I have a heter to eat it, but. It's all. Nothing happened to that item.
Why is flour considered?
It's intuitive.
Why is flour considered lach b'lach?
It's just. So the spices is not like flour. The spices is still flakes. So if you have flakes, this is what I was told in the OU that they have shilas of these companies. That sometimes chametz, if you don't have a kosher Pesach, you know, spice. So then if you have chametz that gets mixed up in the flakes and it's not mamish like grounded up like that it would be lach b'lach, so then you would have a problem of chozer v'neir. This would be an example of yavish b'yavish. Doesn't matter if it's matzahs, that one is not Pesach dik. You have pieces that's yavish b'yavish that are not mixed, or you have flakes that are in a bottle, that's yavish b'yavish and it's chozer v'neir.
Like paprika is like a powder. It's not like
so okay, so if you have, sometimes you have powder, sometimes you have flakes. You have to ask the OU what's considered lach b'lach. It's mamish like flour. So then the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's a machlokes on its own. By the way, not everyone agrees that powder is considered lach b'lach. But the Mishnah Berurah and I believe the Shulchan Aruch Harav is makel that it's considered lach b'lach. Yeah, what?
Yavish b'yavish have nesinas tam.
Does yavish b'yavish have nesinas tam? Meaning, is it no sin time into the next thing?
I'm saying, like, what's...
So why is it batel?
Why isn't it batel?
What do you mean? The Isser's there.
I'm saying, but, like, it's not...
You don't have shishim.
Let's see.
What?
No, but let's say you have shishim, and then, meaning...
On Pesach?
You had shishim once, before.
You're talking about Pesach, or in the rest of the year?
Like, Erev. Like, you had it before,
Pesach?
It was batel.
Chametz?
And then it came back again.
Right.
Like, we just talked about chozer
v'neir. Right.
So like, you have sheet like.
So the bittul doesn't work as well that it can be chozer v'neir.
Like nicker though, like.
Yeah, yeah, mashu is not nicker, but mashu is also. All right, everybody say. These are very very important halachos. Everyone should get these down in terms of just being, capitalizing on these on these.